keeping robots down on the farm. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In the future, a typical farmer might start the day by milking the cows, feeding the chickens, and releasing the robots. That's the goal of Tony Grift, an agricultural engineer at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He and his colleagues are designing a variety of small, cheap robots to perform basic farming tasks, like scouting for weeds.
We could have small robots that roam the fields, and one of them would detect a problem, and he would just call in the cavalry, and then they'd take care of this thing as a group.
One of the big challenges is teaching the robots to navigate outdoor terrain. One prototype has sensors that can detect cornrows on either side of it. The robot is programmed to follow a straight path between the rows, to adjust if it veers off course, and to turn around when a row ends. Grift says this sort of technology could someday replace more expensive equipment or back-breaking human labor.
Eventually, what I'd like to do is make a completely automated farm, where you could have a farming operation which is done at least 90% or more by robots, and hopefully they'll show people that it can be done. And then whether it's really going to be adopted and whether it's economically feasible, we'll have to look at that. But otherwise, that's sort of the aim for the future.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.